Hey, we'll read Joe.
I'm Annette Means. I'm the owner of A&Z Realty.
Microphone on, we can't hear you back here.
Is it not on? Am I just not speaking close
to you? Yeah, get right close to it, I believe. Sorry.
Okay. Mr. Kelly, are you involved in other projects right now in Hershey?
Not currently. No.
Okay. And do you have an urban planning background at all? Did you have to take urban planning courses? Any of your continuing education for urban planning?
I had to take some urban planning in college, yes. Nothing since I've acquired some urban planning.
Okay, so you would not say you're really engaged in urban planning at all?
Correct.
Thank you. That helps me too. Thanks, Chuck.
Okay, so the purpose, do you understand the purpose of the zoning ordinance as far as why there's a height requirement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and why is that? Why is there even a height requirement? Why do they have a restriction on it?
So you don't have overwhelming massing in an area, primarily.
Okay, so that what? It would be in scale with the neighborhood?
Correct.
Okay, so let's take the apartment building. It's 20,000 square feet per floor?
Is that correct? Yes.
And it's 45 feet high?
Correct.
So that gives you a volume of about 910,000 cubic feet. Okay? So is there any building in that neighborhood of that volume across the street in any direction?
I would imagine if you calculated the shopping center, that would be relatively close, and I would assume the two medical office buildings across Cherry are close.
How about the buildings along Fishburne Widget Basis?
Absolutely, no.
It's much larger, correct?
Yes.
Higher, bigger, and not in scale necessarily, correct?
No, I would not say not in scale. I would say it has been broken down into scale.
Okay, so is there any provision for public space within this master plan?
I believe there is.
And what, is it a park?
I don't know. That would be under civil engineer's scope.
I think I'm asking a question. It seems like it's somebody else's job. Okay, and then why do you think they have to require a break-in canopy? Why do you think that's in the zoning room?
I don't know specifically.
So you would, as an architect, understand why they would require a break in the canopy in the zoning ordinance?
I can understand in your zoning ordinance it's a requirement because you apply it to your buildings as well.
And again, it would relate to scale of the neighborhood?
I would guess, yes.
And so across the street we have what we call a minor fuel station, is that correct, Sunoco? Are you familiar with
yes.
the description in the zoning ordinance? And then this sheet, would that be a minor or a major?
I assume that would be a major.
That's correct. And do you think that is in keeping with the neighborhood as far as scale goes?
Well, it's a single-story building, so I think scale-wise, yes.
All right, thank you.
You are done, Ms. Means?
I'm all done.
Are there any other parties here tonight?
I don't have any questions.
Could I at least have your name, though, sir?
Yes,
Matt
Hitchcock.
Hitchcock.
Matt Hitchcock.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hitchcock. Appreciate it. Mr. Strong, you follow. Oh, no, sorry. Right back. Does the board have any questions?
No, I actually have a question. Mr. Tilly, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to this. This is the seventh meeting now. And one of the things that occurred to me was that there seems to be a perception that there's too much on this particular lot. Do you feel that there's too much on this small plot of land?
No, I do not. I think it complies, in every way it needs to.
Okay, but the perception is that there's going to be a significant increase in traffic, which seems to me an indication that there is too much on that particular lot. But you don't perceive that to be the truth.
from what I understood of the traffic engineer's report, I don't think that's the case.
All right. Thank you.
I do have a question. Chuck, could you pull up an exhibit that shows the apartment?
You mean this one?
I think he wants 825, the master plan rendering.
Billy, you see on the screen exhibit A25, I'll direct your attention to the apartment building. You testified earlier about some of the design components of that building, and you referenced that building essentially has no backside, correct?
Correct.
Essentially, both of the longer sides of the building will look like the fronts of buildings.
Correct.
So I'm looking at this diagram, the exhibit, and that building does not appear to have like a loading zone.
I believe actually this area here is designated as a loading zone area. This box right there.
So all of the retail establishments in that building will have to use that loading zone?
Yes, as currently designed, the site currently designed, yes.
And that would apply for people moving in and out of the apartment building. That's the loading zone for anybody coming from a U-Haul truck or a moving truck.
Yeah, but if I was moving in, I know where I'd park my U-Haul truck.
Well, so my question then, and you're hitting, kind of suggesting might be answered. I'm just wondering what the limited loading zone area for that building will do to that throughway between the two sets of apartments here.
Yeah.
Parking right in front of the building, and you have the islands, and then you have the additional parking. And I'm just wondering on a busy Saturday or a busy day of the week when retail establishments have trucks, small trucks, big trucks coming in to drop off deliveries, and you have potentially, are you concerned with the lack of space in and around that building for purposes of deliveries?
I wasn't involved with the layout of the apartment, but hearing what you're saying, I think it would make a lot of sense to move this loading area more central in the building here. So that, as you said, because the entrance to the apartments is here, you have the retail here, so if we had that loading space here, converting that to parking spaces, I think that may make more sense in terms of being able to access that by retail and the apartments. So I don't think that's a revision that would be, it couldn't be handled. So, in fact, I think that's probably a better solution than what's shown here.
But I think there was some discussion, and you didn't testify to this particularly, I don't think, so if this is not within your that area of expertise, I will accept that as your answer. Collection of solid waste in that complex. I think I see the location. Is it a gray box that sort of, is that the area where all dumpsters would be located?
No, I believe that's just the Sheets one. I think they had talked about originally there being some dumpster locations over here. There was one. Chuck, there was one. I think they had talked about there being one. There is one.
Chuck, if you go up next to the apartment, it looks like there's a little triangle underneath the tree, that one.
Yeah, I believe there's going to be a dumpster pad here, and then you have the one beyond the daycare center also. But the other one, the far end, that's a sheet. Yeah, I think that's a sheet. But you have one here, and I think they talked about one up here.
For the number of the different kinds of trucks that would have to come into that development, or any of the different tenants, including the sheets. I do think there's a bit of a public safety concern in such a tight space for those kinds of vehicles to get in and out of that area. And considering the uses between the daycare, the medical center, you're going to have potentially a lot of people in that area at all times, and it seems like an overly tight area to get those kinds of trucks in and out, because as we all know, even when you're, once you get in, there's really only two ways out of that place. So I'm not, maybe that's not a question, but
I'm not a civil engineer, but I do know, you know, they had to consider fronting in, getting out, fronting in, getting out, fronting in, getting out. But other than that, I don't know much more about the locations of the dumpsters and stuff. So.
Thank you for answering my questions. Does anybody else have any questions, Mr. Dillon?
I just have a few. Can we go, Chuck, can you put on the screen the A22, H5, please? So this is an elevation of the apartment, mixed-use apartment retail building, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And it's showing the side facing Fishburne Road, correct?
Correct.
Now, this elevation does not show any doors, but several other exhibits show doors on this building coming out on this side, correct?
Yeah, that was probably just an oversight with the modeler. The 3D modeler, but yes, we're intending, and it shows on the plans and some of the other.
Right, like, I noticed on A25, they showed doors.
Yes, yeah, the intention is for there to be access, you know, coming off the sidewalk for pedestrians to walk on.
As far as your elevations go that you showed in A22, A23, is there anything else for the modeling that's incorrect like this? Is this the only kind of really big thing that stands out? Okay. That's all my questions. Any further from the board? Seeing none, Mr. Strong, any redirect?
No.
You'd like to call your next witness, then, sir?
Yes, thank you. We'll call Mr. Steve Lynch.
Sir, would you raise your right hand to be sworn, please? Yeah. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you. And state and spell your name for me, please.
Stephen Lyncha, last name spelled L-Y-N-C-H-A.
Mr. Lyncha, if you could go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone, please.
Okay. Yes, my name is Stephen Lyncha. I'm an engineering and permitting manager with Sheets, Inc., office address 351 Sheets Way, Claysburg, PA.
And if you could just describe for us your roles in that position that you have with Sheets.
So, as the engineering and permits manager, I'm responsible for the overall design and approval process, including entitlements, permits, and adherence to Sheet's design standards.
Just a little closer. If you could just briefly describe for us your educational and professional background and experience.
So my educational background, a bachelor's degree in engineering, a postgraduate certificate in project management from Penn State University. I'm a licensed professional engineer in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania since 2004 and licensed in four other states.
And if you could just describe for us briefly Sheets's business and typical operations at its other existing facilities, recognizing most of us are very familiar with Sheets and its operations.
So Sheets is a convenience store where we offer food, beverages, convenience items, the sale of gasoline and diesel for passenger vehicles. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
And does Sheets operate any other facilities similar to the one that's proposed as part of this project elsewhere in Derry Township?
Yes, we have a location at 658 East Main Street, which was a recent rebuild that I got to work on, and 777 Middletown Road in Homestown, PA.
And turning our attention to this property, did the Derry Township Board of Supervisors previously grant conditional use approval in 2018 for a Sheets convenience store with fuel service as a major fuel service establishment that was part of a larger development proposal for the same property?
Yes, they did. And I'll just point out that what's in front of us now is a bit of a redesign of what was previously approved. The Sheet store location has moved from the intersection of Fishburne and Sand Hill to the intersection of Governor Road and Fishburne Road. But other than that, aside for some minor changes in the building square footage, it's identical to what was previously approved.
Same number of fueling positions and
yes.
Pumps. And did that 2018 approval expire since the prior developer did not pursue development plans following the conditional use approval?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the revised master plan that was submitted and marked as Exhibit 824?
Yes.
And we looked at some exhibits tonight. With Mr. Tilley, exhibits A22 and A23. Are you familiar with those exhibits as well?
Yes.
And if you could, then, just describe for us the Sheets facility that's proposed as part of this master plan project and how the Sheets facility will function as part of the overall master plan development for the property.
So the convenience store building is a little over 6,100 square feet. We have the fuel canopy and pumps behind the convenience store building. It's a total of 6 pumps, 12 fueling positions. And as I mentioned before, operations are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
And we've had a number of questions that have come up during our 18-plus hours of testimony so far about the underground fuel tanks that will be proposed as part of this facility. If you could tell us what you know in terms of the location of the tanks, how many tanks might be proposed, what size they would be, if you could just fill us in on those details.
Sure, and I'll point out that Sheets, we have our own internal petroleum department that handles the design of the tanks. That process starts later in the project life cycle once we've submitted land development plans. But generally, the tank field is in front of the canopy to provide easy access for our fuel delivery trucks. And it also helps keep the trucks away from the rest of the customers visiting the store site. In terms of the tank size and number of tanks, that's yet to be determined. That usually happens as part of a market analysis. And so what they'll do is they'll figure out what types of offerings we're going to have in terms of octanes, the diesel. And what they'll do then is they'll size the tanks. Typically, there's 3 tanks that have internal multiple compartments. Depending on availability, we might have 5 individual tanks. So it really just depends on what's available in terms of tanks. But generally, we're probably looking at 60,000 to 70,000 gallons. The entire fueling system, from the pumps to the piping to the tanks themselves, are all designed to meet or exceed federal state requirements.
And is this Sheets facility similar to other Sheets locations that are part of mixed-use projects in your experience?
Yes.
The application requests approval of a number of things, but one is conditional use approval to permit the proposed Sheets as a major fuel service establishment as part of the master plan development. Is that correct?
Yes.
Section 225-501.19.A of the zoning ordinance states that within the Hershey Mixed-Use District, major fuel service establishments are only permitted in the Southern Core overlay. Will the proposed Sheets facility be located entirely within the Hershey Mixed-Use District and the Southern Core overlay?
Yes.
Section 225-501.19.B of the zoning ordinance requires that for corner lots, the pump areas, including canopies and any other accessory structures, are not permitted to extend closer to the secondary frontage than the face of the associated principal convenience store building. So looking at the Sheets facility that's proposed, will the proposed canopy, including the pump areas, and any other accessory structures such as the dumpster and the dumpster enclosure, be located to the rear of the Sheets building so that they do not extend closer to either Governor Road or the secondary frontage, which would be Fishburne Road, than the Sheets building itself?
Yes, that's correct. And from our original concept for this site, we did move the canopy further away from Fishburne Road so that it's in line with the building so that we meet that requirement.
Okay. Section 225-501.19.C of the zoning ordinance does not permit fueling canopies and their support structures to contain interior illumination that is used to attract attention to the canopy. Will the proposed canopy and associated support structure contain any interior illumination used to attract attention to the canopy?
No. So we do have the lights directly under the canopy to shine down on the fueling pumps for safety and to light those in the evening. But the exterior band around that canopy is metal and it is not backlit. If you're familiar with the photograph that Mr. Tilley had presented earlier showing the old canopy, that was the old style backlit awning canopy where it glows red at night because it's illuminated from within. We're not proposing to do that on this location.
So the only illumination at the fueling canopy itself will be for levels required for safety?
Correct.
Section 225-501.19.D requires the canopy serving more than 8 vehicles be provided with a visual break in canopy size or projection to avoid the overly simplified, unarticulated, or commercial look of longer canopies. And Mr. Tilley testified about the proposed Sheets canopy. In your opinion, is the canopy designed to include those required visual breaks, such as the sloped roof and the exposed roof trusses, since more than eight fueling positions are proposed?
Yes, and as I mentioned earlier, that canopy design, I believe, mimics the design from the original conditional use approval.
From 2018?
Correct.
In your opinion, let me go back, and let's look at section 225-501.19.F. And that section does not permit any outdoor storage of equipment or materials. Is any outdoor storage of equipment or materials proposed as part of the Sheets facility?
No.
In your opinion, then, and we've just looked at the requirements for a major fuel service facility, does the application comply with all applicable requirements for a major fuel service facility?
Yep.
As set forth in section 225-501.19?
Yes.
And are the requirements that are currently in section 225-501.19 for a major fuel service facility, are those the same requirements and standards that were in place in 2018 or that the Board of Supervisors applied to the 2018 conditional use application?
I believe that they are.
And the narrative that was submitted as part of this application and introduced as Exhibit 826, have you had an opportunity to review that narrative?
Yes, I have.
And do you adopt the narrative, including the statements contained in the narrative about ordinance compliance as part of your testimony?
Yes, I do.
Those are all the questions I have for Mr. Lynch.
Mr. McNair.
Thank you. So, Mr. Lynch, you gave a little bit of testimony regarding lighting that's going to be proposed for the property, or with respect to sheets, I should say. Aside from the lighting that will be underneath the canopy to light the fueling area, what other lighting is being proposed for sheets?
So we will have lighting around our parking lot. We'll also have some...
I'm sorry, stop there. But when you say you'll have lighting around the parking lot, will those be overhead lights?
Yes, yes.
So on poles?
Yes.
And where would those be?
They're shown on the photometric plan. It was included in the submission. So we have a lighting vendor that does all of our site lighting design for us and makes sure that they're in compliance with applicable zoning ordinances.
And so your expectation is those will be directed in a downward direction and shielded appropriately?
Yes, they're recessed LED, and they can design cutoffs so that we're not providing any glare or lighting off the property.
Okay.
And I want to point out, too, that the rest of the development itself is going to have internal parking lot lighting as well, so it's not just the sheet store that's illuminated.
Right. And with respect to the lighting you just testified to, that would be related to lighting the parking areas for sheets. Is that
correct? Yes.
And then in addition to that, what else? What other lighting would you have? Is there going to be exterior lighting on the building itself?
Yes, we'll have some exterior lighting on the building. Our wall-mounted signs are internally illuminated. And those are consistent with the zoning ordinance.
And the exterior lighting on the building, will that also be positioned in a downward direction?
Yes.
and also shielded?
Yes.
Do you have any concerns that any light will emanate in the direction of the residential units that are depicted?
No.
And that's true with respect to even the lighting that's under the canopy?
Correct.
Now, you do have some proposed parking areas, it looks like, where people might pull into a space, and this is true with respect to the gas pumps as well, where headlights might emanate off the property. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, so if they're pulled into the pumps, those headlights could either face toward the sheets building or away from the canopy. The other parking space is close to Fishburne. I do believe there's a large retaining wall there and plenty of landscaping that would block the view of those headlights. And
where's that retaining wall? In between Fishburne and the parking area?
Yes.
Okay. What if look at Exhibit A? Well, I have A2 in front of me, but I know there's a revised
for the master plan.
Yeah.
A24.
So the parking areas that are related to sheets would not face the residential building at all. Is that correct? Other than the ones for the gas pumps themselves.
That's correct.
All right.
And that depends on which way what they poured into the pumps. So.
And you had mentioned that the lighting would comply with the zoning ordinance. I understand that at some of the other locations that you have sheets, I don't know if it was at the 658 Main Street or the 777 Middletown Road, that sheets had agreed to reduce the lighting under its canopy or to minimize the illumination level.
They may have, I'm not familiar with that, but that's something that can be done.
Okay. So in other words, if the Board of Supervisors were to decide that it needed to be reduced, you have the ability to do so, correct?
Correct, and just to understand, one of the reasons why we do like it right under the canopy is for safety purposes as well. So we do like it to be a little brighter under the canopy.
And what about sound or noise with respect to music? Is there any music proposed for someone who is fueling at one of these gas pumps?
We typically have music piped to speakers at the pumps. Those levels are very low, so if you're standing at the pumps, you can hear the music, but once you get further from the lot, you can't really hear it, and even those have a volume knob. And this has come up with other projects where people are concerned about noise, and we actually took decibel readings and showed that at the lot line, you can't even hear it.
In this particular instance, though, you don't have a lot line because...
Well, we have a right-of-way line.
You do. You have a right-of-way line, but there's nothing in between this use and your residential use on the property, right? There's no lot line in between those, is there?
No, but I think you're misunderstanding the levels of the music played at the pump.
Okay.
You can hear it if you're standing at the pump outside your vehicle. You'd have to have some really big speakers to have anybody hear it near the residential unit. That's not a word.
But so it's your opinion that you would not be able to hear it from the pump if, let's just say, the unit that's closest to the pumps.
Correct.
Even if they had their window open, let's say on a nice summer night, your opinion is that they could not hear that music?
I think the decibel level of traffic on Fishburne Road would drown out any music.
Okay. And so you indicated that there would be maybe some music associated with the pump itself. Are there other speakers as well associated with the canopy, or is it just within the pump system?
I believe it's just associated with the pumps and the canopy.
So what I'm asking is there general, let's say there are no cars that have pulled up and no one's fueling whatsoever, is there music under the canopy?
Yes.
Generally, there is?
Yes.
All right, and then if I pull up and I'm pumping my gas, is there a scream that comes up with respect to music or anything? Yeah.
Not aware of.
All right, so it's just general music that everyone can hear underneath the canopy, and that plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Mood music, yes.
Okay.
And like I said, they do have a volume knob, so.
All right, so in other words, that's something that can be adjusted such that it could be ensured that no one in the residential building would hear that?
Correct.
You had mentioned that Sheetz had received conditional use approval back in 2018, correct?
Correct.
And that's for this particular property, correct?
Yes.
That proposal did not contain all of the uses that are being proposed with respect to this application, though, correct?
No, but it contained the Sheetz, which is one I'm concerned about the most.
Right. But when you're giving testimony concerning conditional use approval, you would agree with me that the entire property and all the uses are being considered as to whether or not it's appropriate for the area, right?
Well, I believe the prior approval spoke specifically to the Sheetz convenience store as a use and laid out the stipulations from the conditional use that those were met.
So are you suggesting it separated out the Sheetz and provided conditional use exclusively for Sheetz, but did not account for the other uses on the lot?
I did not say that, but what I will say is it specifically addressed that conditional use approval was granted for the Sheetz. So,
but it was approved not just for Sheetz, right? It was approved for Sheetz as well as the other proposed use on the lot in 2018.
I believe so.
And what my question goes to is, this is a different application with different uses and more uses, correct?
That's true, but the conditions for the Sheetz store are the same.
Okay. I understand. The sheets store also has proposed internal seating, is that right?
Yes.
Can you describe a little bit for us as to what that looks like and what it's for?
There's 30 seats for customers if they want to consume products on premises. They have a place to sit.
Okay. And so the convenience store offers like sandwiches and things of that nature?
Yes.
And it's associated with that. So someone would come in, potentially order a sandwich or something similar, and then you would just be sit down associated with that.
Correct.
Those are all the questions I have.
Thank you. Mr. Chris?
Looking for something I can't find. Typical.
Do you want us to jump over to you for now?
No, that's okay. Mr. Lynch, how many sheet stores are there currently?
I believe we're probably somewhere around 700.
Of those 700, they're in how many states?
North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia.
In any of those 700 stores, do you have a store on the same piece of ground with an apartment building beside it, this proposal?
Yes.
Where?
I believe there's a couple projects down in the Virginia area. They tend to do a lot more of these mixed-use developments.
You know that for a fact, or you just say?
No, I know that for a fact.
I'm nothing further.
Mr. Getz?
I have no questions.
Mr. Greenberg?
Neither do I.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Winter?
Yes, sir.
So, just to clarify a point, you testified a couple of times here about the fact that the sheets that was proposed in 2018 and received conditional approval, that this is essentially the same design.
The conditions are the same.
But again, that conditional approval has expired.
That's correct.
So there is no conditional approval. Even though the conditions are the same, Sheets has no conditional approval at this time, does it?
Correct.
You testified on the gas tanks. I think you said, correct me if I'm wrong, there could be 60 or 70,000 gallons of fuel stored underground. Is that correct?
Yes.
And some of that could be gasoline and some of that could be diesel?
Yes.
Do you know how much a gallon of gasoline weighs?
Not off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up.
Do you know how much the fuel tanks, and you said there could be as many as 5 individual fuel tanks. Do you know how much the fuel tanks weigh?
I do not, but I know they're supported by the ground and the backfilled aggregate. So.
Do you have any knowledge about the general geology of this area of Derry Township?
Yes.
Are you aware that this area of Derry Township, there's a prevalence of sinkholes throughout the township?
Yes.
To your knowledge, has there been any testing or any boring done on the site yet?
I do believe we're going to engage a geotechnical engineer to drill. I believe that we've been at this for so long, I actually forget, but we may have already done the drilling, the analysis, but this geology is not unlike other geology in other storage locations. We run into this all over the place. The limestone plays. This is not unusual for us at all.
Do you have any knowledge about the effect of benzene on pulp?
No.
Do you know what benzene is? Are you aware of, I think you did testify to this, that, that there may be, in other locations, there may be a sheets store with gas pumps that would be within about 150 or 200 feet of a residential area. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Now, you talked about the fact that while you think there, well, you know there's going to be underground fuel tanks, I think you indicated that you have within sheets an internal petroleum division, which I gather you're not part of.
That's correct.
So you also indicated that the size and the number of tanks had yet to be determined. Is that correct?
Correct.
So are you asking the board to make a decision without having all of the information about the number of tanks and the weight of the tanks?
I don't believe in this situation for this use of mentions of the tanks at all. That's something that I'm not sure if it's mentioned in the zoning or the subdivision or involvement ordinance. That's typically something that's regulated more from the feds and the state than most municipalities.
But again, this information then, is it your testimony that it would not be submitted to the Gary Township Board of Supervisors before the board is asked to vote?
If they wanted it, we could probably put the design together, but in the life cycle of the project, we're not to that step yet. So that's a lot of engineering that has to be done in order to determine for sure.
Does that engineering have to be done before the board votes for final approval?
I don't think the ordinance stipulates that we have to provide the design of the storage tanks.
So is it your testimony that the board could be asked to vote without having all of the requisite knowledge that we need?
I think he's answered the question. The ordinance doesn't require it, so it was not supposed to be provided. I think he said if they were interested and asked for it, that it could be provided.
You indicated that inside the sheet store there would be about 30 seats.
Yes.
Do you know how many parking spaces would be required under the township zoning ordinance for 30 seats in a restaurant?
I believe that's reflected in the parking analysis that was provided by the civil engineer of the association. And then we meet those requirements. Right.
And just a few questions on this canopy. What is the length of the proposed canopy?
Without having a scale drawing in front of me that I can measure, I don't know off the top of my head.
Would it be 50 feet, do you think?
Yeah, it's more than 50.
More than 50? Mm-hmm. And again, the ordinance requires that there's supposed to be a visual break.
Yes.
To you, what does a visual break mean? What are the meanings of those words?
Well, I'm not an architect. The words aren't defined in the ordinance. But having seen a lot of convenience stores with the typical just flat bottom, square, rectangular design, I think what they were intending is that maybe there's some architectural character provided to these canopies. And I do believe that the truss style actually breaks up the underside of that canopy that's visible to people visiting the store.
And I think the prior witness testified that the bottoms of those trusses might extend down 18 inches or something. I believe it's his testimony.
Yeah, they do. And I think the exhibit that was there it wasn't very clear, but you'll be able to see those trusses exposed from all sides.
No further questions. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Miller?
Doug Miller, Siemens Academy. Mr. Winship, you had testified that it was noted that the previous conditional use was good. Do you know if the same board that gave that approval in 2018 is the same board that's sitting here now?
I don't know.
Does Sheets ever typically make changes to their plans at any time?
I don't want to embarrass Sheets, but they have.
have, but in this situation, since we're going through the master plan process, I think the design that we have has been reviewed as acceptable to Sheetz. If there are any changes, they would be, I would consider de minimis, maybe a change in a radius on a curve or something like that, but not wholesale changes. Like, we're not going to pick the site up and rotate it or do anything here.
So after this conditional use hearing, if this is approved, Sheetz would not be coming back asking for additional changes, and we'd make changes without asking?
No, I mean, we still have to go through the land development process. You know, this is a master plan, but there's still some engineering details that need worked out. And like I said, I mean, any changes, once we're through this master plan process, any changes would be considered de minimis. Nothing would be in violation of existing ordinances.
Okay.
A tree or something like that. Okay. I don't know how else to explain it, but.
Do you know, currently there is a Hershey West development project going on. Do you know if there are any convenience store projects in proposed for that development at all?
I don't know. This is the only one I'm worried about.
Okay. Why does Sheetz feel the need for this specific location?
Well, I'm not Sheetz Real Estate, but I trust our real estate department, our site selectors, and they identify this location as being suitable for a Sheetz and want to pursue it. So I think as a traffic engineer who testified previously, a lot of our customers are the pass-by trips, so we're pulling customers off of the road. They're already driving on Governor, Fishburne, Sand Hill. We're just routing them in and using them as customers. So I think the amount of traffic on the road, I think it makes sense to have a Sheetz location.
Even when there's two others close by?
Yes.
Do you know how far the fumes or the smell of gasoline from the fueling stations can go before it dissipates and is undetectable?
I don't know from a technical standpoint, but from a practical standpoint, having been to a lot of convenience stores, I don't typically smell a lot of gasoline.
Does Sheetz do any kind of ongoing air quality testing around its stores or its fuel facilities with regards to gasoline and fuel smell, any other air pollutants?
I don't know that, but I can say that our systems are designed to meet state and federal requirements. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Means?
I don't see a deacceleration lane going into your gas station along Government Road. Is there a proposed one into that site along the front of the bank in the development there? I don't see a deacceleration lane. It looks like it's turning right off.
There's a right turn lane, and I would have to defer to traffic engineer.
Okay. To 225-501-40. And if I'm understanding this, that this is a conditional use, so this use should be similar to permitted uses, and it should not generate noise or traffic in excess of the other by right uses permitted in the use in the district. Is that correct?
What section of the zoning?
225-501-40.40.
I guess maybe I would just offer that section is to allow other uses that aren't already identified as a use that's permitted. And Sheetz is identified as a use permitted by conditional use, so they would not be coming in under section 501.4.
Okay. I think I sort of have to ask that obviously the gas station would bring more traffic into that area than currently it is brought, correct?
I'll defer to the traffic engineer's analysis.
And so those cars coming in, they will be potentially provide additional noise, fumes. They could be playing loud music out of their cars, correct? That sound like a normal Sheetz?
I'm not going to speculate on what ifs.
Okay. How does this gas station compare to other Sheetz as far as number of pumps?
Oh, it's very similar.
So you, this is a very common, you would do this along I-81 or 83, this kind of configuration with this many pumps, correct?
Yes.
So that's a lot of pumps for a neighborhood gas station. I'm asking.
No.
This is, you don't think so?
All the stores I've done recently all have at least six pumps total floor positions.
Are the 30 seats that you're proposing proposed because that would allow you to later get a liquor license? The seating requirement for a liquor license?
The seating is provided for the convenience for our customers. It also is a requirement for to provide liquor, but that's a permit through liquor control.
But you would need seats to get a liquor
yes.
license, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're all done, Ms. Meek?
I'm done, thank you.
Mr. Mishkoff, any questions?
Yeah, I do have a couple.
If you could come up here, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Chuck. Sorry. Matt Hitchcock, 110 Beach Avenue. Chuck, do you have access to the area? Like, if I asked you to pull up, you said you worked on the Sheetz right down here.
Yeah.
Could you just keep your voice up a little bit for me? Thanks.
So, yeah, Chuck, if you could just pull up.
Yeah, you would.
So one of the questions I did have, and specifically on this project, and the project that we're talking about tonight, did you have any input on how the trucks come in? Because these are the problems, or these are the tanks here, correct?
Correct.
Did you have any coordination with the team as far as the path at which those trucks would travel?
So this is an existing store. I worked on a project that did a remodel of the existing store. But typically, our fuel tanks are situated, so they're in the front of the building. How the trucks get there really kind of depends on where the driveways are located. So typically, what they'll want to do is pull in and line up with the pumps or with the tanks.
So
and then the tanks actually discharge on the passenger side. So they need to be, on this project, they need to be facing
towards the other building.
Busy industry here?
Yeah.
Well, that's not. Big yellow
out there. Yes.
Okay, so they would pull in, passenger side would be on the side where the tanks are.
Correct.
Okay. So looking at a couple of sheets in the area, relative to what we're talking about tonight, this area, although it has some parking spots here, it's pretty clear. You could probably turn around there and then come back out fairly easily. Just the other thing I wanted to point out, do you know where the dumpster is for this location?
Dumpster is at the rear of the voting cabin, it's adjacent to the building on this store.
So it's basically attached to the voting?
I believe it is, yes. This is an older prototype. But yes.
Okay. Can we go back to the section? It could be just a top view. This is probably, I think this will work. Thank you. So here, in the Google Earth image there that you saw, the area in which the truck pulls in, so now you would be facing Fishburne here. Did you work with the project planning in the...
Yes, and they do have an exhibit that shows the truck routing to the site. I believe that's included in the master plan.
Okay. If I remember, I think it kind of, the truck actually comes down around here, goes around the dumpster acutely, and then zigzags out through the pork chop.
Yep.
Pretty funny. Okay.
They can do it. They're great drivers.
One thing I would ask is, did you have any input on the dumpster location?
Yes, Tom. I think they had it on a very early concept. They actually had it closer to Fishburne Road and thought it best to move it away from Fishburne Road.
I saw that.
Well, they're actually really nice dumpster enclosures. They're brick and
I'm not even that dumpster.
Yeah, no, I'm blaming it well. But that seemed like a good location to be convenient for the trash truck.
So is that normal for chutes to have a dumpster out in the middle of a parking lot or the end of a parking lot?
We previously chutes would put the dumpsters nearest the building. Lately, that's not the case. So I think every single store that I've worked on, the layouts are a little bit different. This one, I don't think the location of that dumpster has caused anybody concern. She's anything like the location. And if anything, you might want to rotate a little bit so it maybe doesn't look like it's angled, but from an access standpoint, your trash and it works.
I think I would ask my daughters to apply it because that'll teach them to work hard to carry that trash from the sheets the whole way out to that dumpster. I don't know if that's something I would want to do. Typically, you see a nearby headlight, waste can be heavy for ergonomic reasons. People are softer than they are now. One last question. Or actually two last questions. So you're deep frying on site, right, at the restaurant?
Yes.
So you have grease. Where does the grease go?
It gets collected and it gets picked up by a contractor of the company who takes it.
So is that, I think I saw one out of the sheets down here where it almost looks like a black refrigerator on the outside. Is that where the grease is kept?
On that design, it was. And I believe on the new stores, they're eliminating that feature and they're putting those tanks inside.
So this one would have the tanks inside of it?
This one will have that. I know what you're referring to. It's a
It looks like a piece of paint. It's like a dark bronze. It's like a box.
Last thing. I know at one point in time I heard there was going to be charging for electric vehicles on this site. This sheets, that kind of, a lot of sheets have electric charging associated to them. Is that anything that you've been running?
So they will put them on certain sites, and the way this works is the EV charging companies actually contract for sheets for those parking spaces. So we're not initiating that. They actually do their own studies and figure out where they would like to locate fueling or electric charging. If there's a sheet store that makes sense, they'll contract for sheets.
Like Electrify America?
That, I believe Tesla. I've seen some sheet stores that have the Tesla charging.
So there's no plans for DC fast charging?
Yeah, not at this time. It's not to say that in the future they don't contract those
to DC fast charging. Sometimes you can put a tax on the grid, the electric grid. That's why I was asking.
I'm not familiar with that.
I think that's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Does the board have any questions?
I have one question. By the way, gas is six pounds per gallon.
Sounds about right. I figured it had to be lighter than water, which is 7.5 miles.
You were talking about the lighting underneath the canopy before. In some pre-meetings that we had with you guys, you're still going to be promising the downward-facing lights?
Yes.
Instead of upward? Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to know if Mr. Miller actually asked one of my questions. This board in 2018, I don't think any of us were on this board. One of us. The rest of us were not here in 2018 for that project, so we're not familiar with it. And one thing I wanted to know, I'm not sure that project had housing on it. I can't be sure. But that was a very different project than this project is.
Right.
And I also wanted to note that I know at a prior meeting, at least a year ago, this board wiped the slate clean of all of those projects, all the MOUs, all of those understandings. So this is like a brand new project. So I know that you mentioned that this was something that was approved before, but...
Just to clarify, this wasn't approved before, but what I was trying to stipulate is that the conditions as they apply to this convenience store major are identical to what was previously.
And then my last question is, if this project as it stands, as all of this paperwork shows us, if this were to be approved, would this be the biggest gas station in Derry Township?
I don't know. I know the one on Main Street is the older, it's an older store. I believe under 6,000 square feet.
I guess I should have asked that will this have the most gas pumps in their township?
I think that one has all the gas pumps as well.
Which one?
The one on Main Street.
And no, it's not on Main Street.
East Main and Walton.
East Main and Walton. Okay. I was on Google Maps trying to figure that out.
I believe that I don't have the plans in front of me. I don't want to go off of that word.
And does this location look like the plans had any outdoor seating? Did they have outdoor seating at this location?
Yes, it's going to be outdoor seating.
Where is the outdoor seating? If you can kind of show us where that might be.
Zoom in. right there. So it'll be on that side. I don't think we have any proposed between the building and the canopy or facing Fishburne Road.
So there's like a patio. Like I'm looking at the A25 exhibit, which is a little easier to see. And it looks like it would be on the side where folks would be off of Governor Road, making the right hand turn there.
Yes.
That's where the outdoor seating is.
Yes.
Okay. That's my question.
So, Mitch, I have a few questions. With respect to following up on Mrs. Nunn's question about the other gas stations in the township, Sheets on Middletown Road, I believe that has 8 pumps. Can you confirm that for me?
I think that one has fewer, but I believe at the time, the way that ordinance was written, that they were only permitted to have. And so that's not something that Sheets would typically do. Like I said, I think most of the new store projects I'm working on have at least tall fueling positions. I've got only one project that has 10, and it's just because the location and it needs a little bit of a tighter site, less room for the trucks.
So, Chuck, you may recall, I was on the board when the Sheets on Middletown Road when that project was developed. And I don't remember what the zoning, there was a zoning restriction for. It was four at the time. I mean, I'm only asking because I think we would have only approved, we would have only approved 4 pumps. And 8, I always confuse, it's like 4 machines, 8 pumps.
Right.
The one on Main Street that you were referencing that has 6 machines or 12 pumps is also not in what I would consider a residential area. There's no residential uses in that. It's all, there's fast food stores, there's a strip mall on the left of it. It's this particular intersection where the Governor's Crossing project is in a far more residential area, and so the existence of 6 machines / 12 pumps is very different than across the street in Snowbone, where that may also be 4 machines and 8 pumps. I guess where I'm going with this is, you would agree with me that if you have 6 machines or 12 pumps, you're going to bring in more vehicular traffic to that project than if you had 4 machines or 8 pumps.
Well, so with respect to the store that has the 4 islands and the 8 fueling positions, I did work on that project. I did talk to the engineering and permit manager that did. And his recollection was that particular zoning at the time, that's all they would allow for. So that's why they only went with that number. But what I'll say is that this site, based on our real estate analysis of it, it will support those 12 fueling positions. One thing to be careful of is, if you have too few fueling positions and there's a demand, then you're going to have stacking on the lots. You're going to have, it can create some problems.
I don't disagree with that. I will say that my experience living in this community is if we put 25 fueling stations there, they would be filled. It will always be filled in this community. There's a statement made earlier, I think, by Mr. Tilley, and I agree with it. I understand that, or I think actually you made this statement. You're not necessarily pulling in vehicular traffic from other communities. You're capturing traffic coming in and out of the community that is there. So my question isn't necessarily about the overall traffic pattern, but you would agree with me that you're going to bring in a significant number of those vehicles that are normally traveling on these roads, these intersections. You're going to bring in this, and you expect to bring a significant amount of that vehicular traffic into that site. Is that correct?
Without looking at it, I'm not a traffic engineer.
I'll
defer to the traffic engineer on this, but I believe he provided analysis that shows the number of vehicles entering and exiting this site.
So not only are you, not only will that Sheetz bring in a significant amount of vehicular traffic for both filling up their vehicles with gasoline, but there'll also be a significant amount of those visitors who may just be coming for food. Is that accurate? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there's probably customers that...
Well, clearly, you're proposing to put tables inside. So you expect people are not going to... Most of the people using those tables are coming in literally to get food. I know because I'm a customer. And you go in and you get food and you sit at those tables. A small percentage of people are actually filling up their gas tank and then going in to eat, leaving their car parked somewhere in that lot and having lunch. I mean, most of the people filling up with gas are then leaving that premises. So it's not necessarily the same people entering that site. You do have some crossover, but you also have people who are purely stopping at the Sheetz for coffee or food or convenience items, and you have people that are simply getting gasoline there. And then there's some subset that's due to both. Is that correct?
I don't want to speak for my customers on how they want to use that site.
But you would agree that's not
I've gone to
some traffic issue.
You know, my tank is full and I'm hungry. I'll stop in and grab something to eat.
Right. So what I'm saying,
there's other times where I just go just to fill up or do both.
Right. That's exactly my point. So it's not a criticism. I mean, it's the Sheetz model is a good model, and you're capturing people that are not just simply getting gasoline. You're also getting people that are coming there for good products you sell inside the store. And there's some that are doing well. So you agree, essentially, what you said is we're in agreement on that concept.
It's a convenience store that sells gasoline.
So my concern is, again, I'm not quarreling with Sheetz or the business, but the reality is we're going to be bringing, this proposal will bring a lot of vehicular traffic onto that site. It's also going to bring, by the very nature of the different businesses that are on that site, it's going to bring in a significant amount of vehicular traffic for daycare and for the apartments. So are you concerned with all of that vehicular traffic? You have an apartment building on the same premises as your convenience store. I imagine you expect a certain number of those people from that apartment building are going to go to that convenience store for food.
That could be, I'll say from my own personal experience, if I drive past a convenience store and there's cars parked at all the pumps and parking lots full, I'll keep driving. So, those sites, they're designed to accommodate that traffic that we're anticipating.
They are for the vehicular traffic, but my concern is, as a convenience store owner, you already established people who come there just for coffee or food. I have absolutely no doubt. Do you agree with me that there will be people in that apartment building that are going to travel on foot from the apartment building to your convenience store for food and or coffee or drinks?
Yeah, and we can support that.
Absolutely.
They're walking, they're not driving.
My concern with this layout, again, is one of public safety, not just for everybody involved, for your customers, for the people that are your customers that are also customers but aren't driving a car. They're people that are at the apartment building or the medical center or the daycare. I am very concerned that the pedestrian foot traffic, there's no clear route from any of those other buildings to your convenience store. And so my concern is with all the vehicular traffic coming in and out there, and the delivery trucks all in and out there, we run the risk that a pedestrian coming from one of those sites to your convenience store potentially in jeopardy on foot with all the vehicular traffic.
We design our sites and we provide sites that are a little more open than what you would typically see. If you look at the town
Township ordinance in regards to parking. You know, it says a minimum aisle width of 24 feet. We widen ours out for those reasons, to make safer spaces for people to negotiate. You know, I've been to a lot of sheet stores. I've walked them. I've driven to them. I don't think this location is atypical. I would imagine that we've got a lot of locations very similar to this, you know, in these types of settings, that do very well.
Well, I think earlier you testified that you have 700 stores. You testified that you could only think of a couple examples from Virginia where on one of your sheets locations there was an apartment building or housing that close to your sheets.
That was, I think, relative to projects that were mixed use where it was all part of one master plan. We've got sheet stores that are, you know, there's about 700 of them. You know, they're next to hotels. I mean, I've stayed at hotels where there's a sheet store next door and parked my car at the hotel, walked across. But I don't think that Sheets is designing anything that's unsafe. I actually argue that, you know, our sites are designed pretty well to help accommodate that traffic in and out. But, you know, if there's concerns about pedestrian traffic, I mean, you have a walkway that runs along Governor Road, Richburg Road. You know, we've done projects before where a little bit of striping to designate connectors from the public walkways to the doors of the sheets. That's easy. It's easy to add. It's not something I'm concerned about at this point.
All right, I will just leave you with my override.
I don't
have a problem with the sheets model or what, but on this particular development, tight as it is, with different uses from the other projects, this is not like most of the sheets you build that might be along the road or there might be a hotel next door. This is literally, you are all part of this universe on that piece of property, and people will take the path of least resistance. They're going to take the most direct path from wherever they're coming from in those other buildings to get to your convenience store, which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good convenience for them, but there's a lot of vehicular traffic coming in and out of there. There's a lot of vehicular traffic, and I'm thinking about like rush hour in the morning, the afternoon, when you have people coming, your vehicles, you have the normal vehicles you're capturing, and you have all the additional vehicles coming in to pick up and drop off at daycare. That is going to be a tight place for people on foot to get to your convenience store. And my point is, this doesn't exist in most developments. You wouldn't put an apartment building and a daycare that close to a gas station where everyone is converging upon each other. I'm really concerned about the public safety of this parking lot from there. I'm not concerned with public safety of sheets and that level of traffic. But in this particular design, I am very concerned.
I appreciate your concern. I don't know that there's anything I'm going to be able to say to allay those, other than, you know, in our opinion, what we have laid out is workable, is acceptable. You know, I have not worked on all 700, you know, locations of sheets, but I know there's similar, you know, locations to this that have, you know, they're in mixed uses. I think Columbus, Ohio is a booming area for us right now. That, you know, there's probably projects very similar to this being proposed. If not all in the same lot, you know, within, you know, these types of communities and having a mixture of uses. So,
thank you. Those are all the questions I have.
Any further questions from the board? I have one question for you. Chuck, if you could just blow up what you have right there. Maybe a section closer to Fishburne. Actually, you can see it there. See the tree next to the In-N-Out by the pork chop? That, you know, next bigger green tree. Yeah. there's two little black dots, one above it and one to the right of it, of that tree. Are those black dots the lights for the parking lot?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Strong, any redirect?
No.
Do you have any further witnesses, sir?
Not tonight. I guess we are at 9 o'clock. Our last witness is not available tonight due to COVID. So we'll anticipate having him with us on the 29th. Nothing further tonight.
Okay. And as I stated at the beginning of the meeting, hopefully we will get possible dates to everyone for the 29th so we can set for the hearing dates at that meeting next week. Other than that,